So the epistle for the second Sunday after the Epiphany is taken from Romans chapter 12. Brethren, we have different gifts according to the grace that is given us, either prophecy to be used according to the rule of faith or ministry in ministering, or he that teacheth in doctrine, he that exhorteth in exhorting, he that giveth with simplicity, he that ruleth with carefulness, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Let love be without dissimulation, hating that which is evil, cleaving to that which is good, loving one another with the charity of brotherhood, with honor preventing one another, in carefulness not slothful, in spirit fervent, serving the Lord, rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, instant in prayer, communicating to the necessities of the saints, pursuing hospitality. Bless them that persecute you, bless and curse not. Rejoice with them that rejoice, weep with them that weep, being of one mind, one towards another, not minding high things, but consenting to the humble. Be not wise in your own conceits. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 2. At that time there was a marriage in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there. And Jesus also was invited and his disciples to the marriage. And the wine failing, the mother of Jesus saith to him, they have no wine. And Jesus said to her, woman, what is it to me and to thee? My hour is not yet come. His mother saith to the waiters, whatsoever he shall say to you, do ye. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of the purifying of the Jews, containing 2 or 3 measures apiece. Jesus saith to them, fill the water pots with water. And they fill them up to the brim. And Jesus saith to them, draw it now, and carry to the chief steward of the feast. And they carried it. And when the chief steward had tasted the wine, the water made wine, and knew not whence it was, but the waiters knew who had drawn the water, the chief steward calleth the bridegroom and saith to him, every man at first setteth forth good wine, and when men have well drank, then that which is worse, but thou hast kept the good wine until now. This beginning of miracles did Jesus in Cana of Galilee, and he manifested his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Please be seated. The Lord sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, with these Sundays after the Epiphany, we understand that the Epiphany itself means the manifestation of the divinity of our Lord. This manifesting to the outside world. And that was illustrated by the 3 wise men, of bringing their gifts, of the recognition of the world to our Lord as this true King. Even though he was an infant, even though it seemingly came into this world in poverty, without any power, supposedly, that this manifestation of that was shown and illustrated by the fact that these kings, material kings of the world, that they came to give their honor and their adoration to Almighty God. And so it was this manifestation of his divinity, of his power of being God. And so with these Sundays after the Epiphany, there's different illustrations of showing that, of showing then the power of God. In today's gospel, we have obviously the famous account of his first miracle, the one that he said that it was not his hour, it was not his time. But yet, because the Blessed Virgin Mary had asked him to help with the fact that this couple, they had no wine, that it would be the first miracle that our Lord would perform. And as I say, obviously at the beseeching of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so this is the first miracle of our Lord. It's an illustration of, obviously then, his divinity, his power. And that you see at the end of the gospel accounts, that his disciples, because they were at this wedding, that they believed in him because this illustration of the power that he had, this changing of water, plain water into wine. And so they believed in him from that, seeing the illustration of his power. But then also then you look at the beginning of the Mass, at the beginning of this sermon, I quoted to you something coming from the gradual of the Mass itself. that the Lord sent his word and healed them and delivered them from destruction. So obviously the Lord, meaning Almighty God, sending his word is in reference to our Lord Jesus Christ coming into this world, the Logos, the word. That he comes into this world to heal us from what we suffer, obviously the stain of sin, our inclinations towards sin. And so he heals us from that, and to save us then from, obviously deliver us from destruction. Destruction obviously meaning hell for all souls. And so that is why then our Lord came into this world. That is the purpose of our Lord's, his birth, his nativity, is to save mankind, to give to us the opportunity for heaven again. Because mankind on their own was set for destruction. Because of the fall of Adam and Eve, the gates of heaven were closed to us. And so therefore it would have to be opened up again. And that is what our Lord did. And so from that, the gradual is referencing the fact of why our Lord came into this world. What was the purpose of his coming? I mean, it is to help us to see and to understand. One, we see all of these Sundays illustrating, yes, his power, to show to us our belief in Almighty God, because he was God. And so that is what the illustration comes for us all to see. And so therefore it is means for us to strengthen our faith, to have a greater trust in God, because, well, he is divine. And so these are the things that we must try to take from these Sundays in order to try to help and improve our own faith, our own trust in God. That we have to understand that our Lord came into this world to save us. To save us from our own destruction because of the path that we would be led on. Because of our human failings, because of our weakness, because of the stain of original sin. And so that is why then in the epistle itself, granted we have to look at the epistle and take the verses before what is given to us to meditate upon in this Mass. And it exhorts us to the idea of sacrifice of self by means of a perfect fulfilling of the divine will. That is what the encouragement, that is what the exhortation is to try to help us to see. If we want to be pleasing to God, if we want to save our soul, these are the things that we must try to do. So yes, the spirit of the sacrifice of oneself. And again, tying in the whole idea of the penitential time periods, the idea of sacrificing, of trying to align ourselves with the divine will, to align ourselves with what God wants from us. And it'll only take place if truly we do. We focus on Almighty God. And we cut ties with the things that will bring us away from that. And that is what the spirit of sacrifice is. That is what the sacrifice of oneself, our own will, means. And so those are the verses right before what is given to us in today's Mass. So you can see then the spirit that comes to us in the epistle. The exhortations and trying to lead us to that point. To help us to understand that. And so yes, not to think of ourselves. And that's why he gives us the reference to charity. And that's where he says the bond of perfection for us. Why is it the bond of perfection for us? Because charity means the love of God above all things. Again, focusing on Almighty God. And so you can see where this idea and where it shows to us that we must see. We must see, we must understand in terms of trying to live our lives pleasing to God. If we say we have charity, that means we have the love of God above all things. That is the true charity, the true understanding of that. And so that is what we must try to go toward. That is what we must try to see as what our Lord, what this Mass is trying to help us to build toward. The whole idea of giving up oneself for the love of God, for the Christ child who came into this world specifically for us to save our soul. That is why God became man. That is why the infant child came into this world. This king for us, yes. In order for us to save our souls. And so that's why then the exhortation also comes to hate what is evil, to love what is good. And so these are the things that we must try to put into practice in our daily lives. It is what we must try to strive for. And as I say, especially at this time period of beginning of a year, a calendar year, yes, the resolutions that we try to make, the understanding of the sanctification of our soul as being the most important thing that we have, that God has only given us a certain amount of time to accomplish that goal. And so that's what we must focus on, that's what we must try to put our mind toward. And yes, these Sundays after the Epiphany, all the reminders to us of the power of God, the divinity of God, that was manifested for us at the time period of the Epiphany. This glorious feast for us, the manifestation of the Christ child to the entire world, this infant that was manifested to be the true king. And so it's our obligation to place him as king of our world. And that is what we must examine in this new year. That is what we must try to see for our soul. Have we placed him as the true king? Or do we have our own idols? And so these are the things that we must focus on. And obviously, pray to Our Lady, we see the power of the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We truly see how much our Lord will listen to her. Even though, he says, it is not my hour yet, he still fulfilled what she asked of him. And so what a great way for us to see, then, the power of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And so let us pray, let us turn to her to try to help us then to focus on what is right, to hate what is evil, to love what is good, to make sure that we do direct our thoughts toward the heavenly things in order to save our soul, because that is what we will be judged on. Do we understand that? Did we follow that? So I leave you with the prayer of the post-communion. May the working of thy power be beseeched thee, O Lord, be increased in us, that quickened by the divine sacraments, we may be prepared by thy grace to obtain what they promise. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.